Walking outside is a healthy thing to do, but most of the time, 90% of the time, we spend indoors. And are you aware that according to the EPA, the indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than this outdoor air? My sponsor, Air Doctor, has the solution. And by the way, they're offering you up to $300 off. I'll give you some details in just a moment. Air Doctor filters out 99.99%. That's almost perfect. Things in the air that can cause problems like allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, even bacteria and viruses that could make you sick. Here's the thing. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com, use the promo code WALKING to receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code WALKING. When you're out walking, it's important to stay hydrated. And it's important to have water that is healthy, water that you actually want to drink. And can I tell you how much I love my Aqua True water? It's amazing. By the way, in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 20% off at aquatrue.com. Are you aware of the research by the Environmental Working Group that indicates virtually every home in America has harmful contaminants in tap water? Well, the Aqua True purifiers are able to remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. My sponsor, Aqua True, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and today you'll get 20% off any Aqua True purifier. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com. Enter the code WALKING at checkout. 20% off any Aqua True water purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use promo code WALKING. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you stay fitness consistent. Let's go take a walk. I have to admit I'm a little disappointed. The forecast for today is a day full of blue sky and sunshine here in Myrtle Beach. It's going to be a little cooler, but still it's going to be a beautiful sunny spring day. And as I leave the house this morning, and the winds, by the way, I checked, the winds are supposed to be calm. I don't know if you can hear, but they're anything but calm at the moment. And the sky, I'm going to stop just a moment and look around, and I'm out before sunrise, so it's dark, and I don't see any stars. In other words, instead of clear skies to begin this beautifully sunny day that we're supposed to have, I've got gray skies, cloudy skies. And if I didn't know any better, it actually has the look of rain and kind of feels like rain, but this is not Dave is whining, 10 minutes of Dave is whining about the weather podcast. All right, I'm going to turn down a sidewalk, and I've got a grove of trees to my left, which should act as a bit of a buffer for the wind. Earlier this week, Yvonne left a comment on one of the Walking is Fitness YouTube videos. She says, "Hi, Dave. I'm a 65-year-old lady living in the UK. I have no health issues. I'm not overweight, don't smoke, and drink a small amount of alcohol. Every year has been the year when I am going to get active. But guess what? It never happens. I retired in February after 43 years plus as a registered nurse. Yvonne, congratulations." She continues on, "I realized that it was now or never. So I dusted off my walking shoes and got moving. Not long afterwards, I discovered your YouTube channel and also downloaded your podcasts. Thank you so much for giving me the motivation to keep going. I've hit a few speed bumps, as you like to say, along the way, such as a nasty cold which slowed me down for a few days, but I've picked myself up. My reason for walking is that I understand that inactivity is dangerous for my health. And therefore, I want to reduce my risk and be able to remain mobile in my retirement. Thank you again. Yvonne, thank you for the comment and congratulations on getting started and sticking with it. Congratulations on your retirement. You're off to a great start. What Yvonne is expressing, I think, is very common, and that is the difficulty, the challenge of getting started, of actually getting out the door, taking that first step. How many of us, I'm raising my hand here, have said, okay, this is when I'm going to get started. This is the year I'm going to make those changes. This is the year I'm going to be more active. I'm going to take my health seriously. I'm going to start exercising. And then we don't. I don't. Getting out the door is one of the hardest parts of fitness. Getting out the door day after day, week after week, sticking with it, in other words. If you are brand new to this podcast, maybe you've been listening as you're driving or sitting, and you've been thinking, like Yvonne did, all right, this is the year. Now's the time when I'm going to get started, but you're still having a hard time getting moving, getting out the door. You're not alone. Not at all. I don't know how many times Yvonne said, this is the year I'm going to get started, and then it never happened. It didn't happen. If you've been listening and you're struggling with taking that first step, maybe even the idea of a 10-minute walk feels overwhelming. Let me offer a different approach. Instead of a 10-minute walk, how about a 1-minute walk? Make a commitment every day at 7 a.m. or whatever time works for you. I'm going to take a 1-minute walk. I'm going to put my walking shoes on and I'm going to head out. Doesn't matter if it's raining, doesn't matter if it's windy or hot or cold, I can walk for 1 minute. And I can do it every day. One of the great things about walking is that oftentimes, it's not a guarantee, not necessarily every time, but oftentimes what happens is once we get moving, we want to keep going. So that 1 minute walk turns into 2 minutes, or 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, or more. But you make the promise to yourself that you're going to walk for 1 minute. So even on those days when it feels overwhelming, it's still like, well, I can do this for 1 minute. And you open the door and you head out. Getting started is hard, as Yvonne here has experienced. But Yvonne is now moving. She's being consistent. Yvonne, congratulations. Got an email from Dan. This is one of the most meaningful emails I've received since starting the podcast. Dan writes, hi, Dave. Thanks for all that you do and for keeping me motivated in my healing journey. In 2022, I was hit by a car while biking and was in intensive care for 3 days. My wife saw the accident and she was very close to being hit herself. It's now 2 years later. I still feel the concussion and feel off balance. I will be retiring in June full-time, a new chapter in my life. Your daily podcasts are appreciated very much, and I'm now starting to feel much better. The off-balance feeling has diminished greatly, and I'm now looking forward to my daily walks as clarity and hope are part of my walk. Thanks again, Dave. Dan from Ottawa, Canada. Dan, I am so sorry about the accident. Having watched Ava's recovery from her accident at the end of 2020, it was hard. But I love what Dan said here, that these daily walks are providing clarity and hope. You know, the research is pretty clear that walking provides a great deal of benefits, potential long-term health benefits, lowering the risk of some bad health outcomes. But also, in the moment, there are benefits. This walk that you're taking isn't just an investment that you might see the outcome 5, 10, 20 years down the road. This walk has benefits right now. The research keeps telling us that when we walk, we think better. It makes us feel better. It helps us feel better. It lowers stress and anxiety. And I love how Dan is feeling clarity and hope in those daily walks. And he's looking forward to the walks. Dan, thank you so much. By the way, I sent Dan a personal email, a personal reply. Dan, thank you for letting me know what's going on. If you've been listening to Walking is Fitness for a while, one of the things that makes fitness easier, makes this daily walk easier, is by tapping the follow button in Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever podcast app you use. The podcast, each episode will be automatically downloaded. You don't have to go look for it. And I know that Apple Podcasts actually sends you a notification. Hey, new episode. Sometimes early when we're just starting to build a new habit, at least for me, remembering to do the thing can actually be part of the challenge. I forget. Oh yeah, I was going to take that walk. Well, that notification becomes a reminder. Hey, it's time to go for a walk. So tap the follow button in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast player you use. Can you hear that? Got a bird off to my right. And I'm walking by a lake, and I'm guessing that's a frog. It sounds like it might actually be on the other side. Pretty loud. This week's video in the Walking is Fitness YouTube channel, Who Decided 10,000 Steps? Check it out. Link in the show notes for that as well. Thank you for walking with me today. I'm honored that you would include me in your 10-minute walk. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I'd love it if we could take another 10-minute walk together. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.